Hey everyone, welcome back to Stingers and Dingers. This episode we do have a course review on Metropolitan Golf Links in Oakland, California. So without further ado, let's hop right in. So Metropolitan Golf Links is a course that was started in 2004, a Johnny Miller design as a classic take on American links. Similar to some of the courses that we have in the area as well, like Monarch Bay and Creeka Park, it is another link style course. It is pretty similar to both of those courses. The reason why they decided to do that is there is a lot of wind off of that, off of the the south and the west, and it really affects the way that the course plays. The other thing that they do at this course is they, like those other two, there's not a lot of trees, so really the challenge for the course is the way it's contoured, the way that the holes are shaped, as well as there are some hazards every now and then, but pretty few and far between. Like all Johnny Miller designs, it is pretty heavy on ball striking, so some of the greens are pretty challenging in terms of the contours, as well as there are some pin placements where you might have like a 3 or 4 yard shelf to land it on. Otherwise, you go over, or you end up on another tier that's a little more challenging. The layout's about 7,000 yards, so it is a pretty good challenge for most golfers out there, but it doesn't really play about 7,000. It probably plays closer to 66, 6700 without the wind, and with the wind, it actually probably plays a little bit longer, probably plays to 72, 73. And what I mean by that is that when the wind comes on, there are certain shots you can't take on when the wind's in your face, versus when it's not. The example I'll give is number six. It's a great par five, about 540 yards. But the wind, if you're teeing off, the wind's typically in your face in the afternoon. But in the morning, there's no wind. In the morning, you can actually take on this hazard that's pretty much all along the left side that guards, people from really going after driver. Because if you take on that hazard and can land it over, the fairway opens up into a little bit of rough. But if the wind's more in your face, what ends up happening is there's a little bit of a choke point to the right of that hazard where if you can't carry it, you have less fairway to work with. So, instead of hitting driver over and maybe hitting 5-iron onto the green, if the wind's in your face, you end up hitting driver, or you end up hitting 2-iron, 2-iron wedge. So effectively, instead of becoming a 2-shot par 5, it ends up becoming a 3-shot par 5. So you see that a couple other times on the course. You see that with a 10, which is another par 5 that becomes a 3-shot pretty much automatically into the fan. And then you see that with a couple par 4s where instead of going driver wedge, you're going to have driver 7-iron or driver 6-iron into them, which really adds to the amount of strokes you actually end up on your scorecard. I've shot pretty well there. I've shot anywhere from between 68 to 75 there. And, I have shot 68 in the wind, but I was playing pretty lights out, really playing good wind golf. And it's a great place to try that out. I really do recommend it. In terms of the hole layouts, besides the factor of the wind, they all are unique. And I think that's something that I really appreciate about this golf course is the layout is fun in terms of I don't feel like I play the same hole twice. I usually don't see that with a lot of, municipal owned courses. I'm thinking through all the holes in my head right now, and all of them have a little bit of unique flavor to them. And what you really learn is that you learn the lines off the tee, because there are a couple blind tee shots where you don't necessarily know where the green is, or you don't know where the ball is going to land. And so when you're first way around there, really you need someone to kind of talk you through it and be like, hey, you see this water tower here. Hey, you see this bunker here. That's actually your line. There's a couple bunkers in the middle of the fairway where you can take those on and hit them over. So if I do play Metro, I usually play with, some new guys just because I like to, show them around the course and have them have a good time, because, you can get into some trouble if you don't know where your drives are going. Especially on the back nine where there's some more hazards. And if the wind is cranking, there's one par four where I can only really hit 2-iron because the wind carries it to about 280 and then it rolls out to 300. And if you go any farther than that, it goes into a ravine. So that's kind of about the course and the architecture itself. And what I really want to talk about here is kind of how it supports the community of Oakland itself, because it really does have a really unique history in that regard. So there is a kids camp there that goes every Saturday, that is run by a friend of mine named Tony, and he's been running the camp for years. And what they do is they allow a free outlet for kids in the area to go out and play golf and learn the game. And that's something that I really respect and I really appreciate, because there's not a lot of people who have that ability to go play golf. For most people, it's an expensive sport, and the access to it, right? Just in terms of having a course near you, right, is a challenging. Plus, clubs are expensive, so That's something I really appreciate. It has a really good community factor there that you see from that. Some of the club pros take the time out of their day, and even I volunteer at that course every once in a while, or at the kids camp every while to support those kids. And it's a great thing. And you know, I think it's something that we need to support the game of golf for the youth. The other thing that they have there is they also have the Cal Golf team. That's their home course, and that's where they practice. They actually have their own section of the range, which is dedicated to them. They also have their own short game area. So you'll see some Cal kids playing out there. You guys, I remember seeing Max Homa out there, and you know, a friend of mine from high school, Michael Kim, when he used to play out there. So it's a very interesting place in that regard. It feels very community oriented. It gives to the, you know, the kids of Berkeley that play there, you know, a great golf team. Gives back to the local kids of Oakland, which some of the parts aren't great. So you end up with some kids who get really good exposure to golf who may not have the funds to do so. And I really like that. In terms of cost for the golf course, what you do see is that the rates for normal days, so if you want to go play in the morning, are pretty comparable to other courses in the area. About $65 to $80, depending on the time and if it's the weekday or the weekend. Really, where you get your money's worth at this course is the afternoons. You can go play an afternoon round of golf on a Thursday at 3 or 4 o'clock for, you know, $20, $25 with a card, and that's, you know, one of the best deals in the Bay Area that you can even afford. Especially because, you know, most of the time when I tee off at in the summer is when the, you know, it gets laid out, and I tee off at 3:30. I'm finishing at, you know, 7. You know, I'm playing a 4-hour round, which is great. You don't get that at most places. In terms of that, I mean, that's really the good part of the golf course. You know, right? It's very open. A lot of people play there. Very reasonable in terms of cost. The downside to the course is that it has seen some better days in terms of how the grass has been held and how the course has been maintained. If you take a look at the actual course itself, the greens are fantastic. Greens are typically in great shape. Usually you have no issues. If it's nice and dry and it's been windy without any rain, the greens are firm and fast, really just challenging solid greens. But where it struggles is really just the fairways and the rough. There's a lot of dirt spots, a lot of area where you have some pretty bad crabgrass. And it's seen its better days. And the word on the street that I've heard, and I can't confirm this because I don't know myself, is that they used to have a course maintenance person there, the guy who ran the main greenskeeper there, who did a great job a couple years ago, and then actually got hired by Olympic Club. He did such a great job at this Muni, he got hired to go run Olympic Club, which obviously, if you're a greenskeeper, that's one of the best jobs in the Bay Area, so you take it. But apparently since then, it's kind of gone downhill. So I wonder if maybe the funds haven't been there, or they haven't been able to find someone who can maintain the golf course at that high of a standard. So while it is a bummer, that seems to be the case right now. In terms of recommendations for it, I don't recommend actually playing it at the full value. I think if you're going to pay $65, you know, I would rather go play Monarch, which is typically in better shape in terms of fairways, but you're more likely to play a 6-hour round out there potentially if you're playing in the afternoon. Or Karika. You know, I am a local at Karika, so I get a better rate, but I mean, I think it's even $67 for a non-local, and at that point, I'd rather play Karika than go play Metro. But if you're going to talk about cheap afternoon golf, you know, going out and playing holes, you know, 4 hours at 3 p.m., like, it's kind of hard to beat $25 there. So that's really what I recommend playing the course. That being said, it is a different course, right? Like I talked about earlier, you have the wind that comes in the afternoon versus in the morning is pretty dead. So it is two different golf courses. But yeah, that's my review on Metropolitan Golf Links. If you liked it, please share with people. Leave a like on any of the social medias that you see. If you're looking for anything that we do, just look up Stingers and Dingers either on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. We have all our social media. All right, hope you enjoyed. Talk to you guys next time.